All right, great. This coming week, we will be hosting Camp Gift right here at Redeemer. This is a camp for young adults with special needs, and the staff will be staying here, and the camp will be here throughout the day. So that'll be going on here all week long. Also, don't forget the school supply drive. There's a box in the narthex. Please put your school supplies in there for sharing God's love. Next week, we are taking a little bit of our time during worship to let you call out hymns that you want us to sing that day. I've never found a good way to say this. We're going to take about 15 minutes, and some of you get to call out a hymn. We're going to sing it right then and there, and then we'll go on with our regular worship, okay? Now, we're not looking for hymn suggestions or just for the little hymn sing part. You got me? Jim, can you explain this better and then talk about your other thing you wanted to talk about?
I'll give it a try.
Thank you.
Okay. Think back.
I told him I'd be glad to have him up here to talk. And he said he missed Jonathan. Yeah, so anyway, let's prepare for our worship.
Thank you.
Please rise. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who forgives all our sin, whose mercy endures forever. Amen. Seeking reconciliation with God and neighbor, let us remember the gift of baptism and confess our sin. God of mercy, we confess that we have sinned against you, against one another, and against the earth entrusted to our care. We are worried and distracted by many things, and we fail to love you above all else. We store up treasures for ourselves and turn away from our neighbors in need. Forgive us that we may live in the freedom of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. When we were laid low by sin and guilt, God made us alive together with Christ, forgiving us all our trespasses by taking our sins to the cross. In love, Christ has set us free. Rejoice in this good news. Amen. Thank you. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, you are always more ready to hear than we are to pray, and you gladly give more than we either desire or deserve. Pour upon us your abundant mercy. Forgive us all those things that weigh on our conscience, and give us those good things that come only through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Thank you. A reading from Genesis. Then the Lord said, "How great is the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah, and how very, very grave their sin. I must go down and see whether they have done altogether according to the outcry that has come to me, and if not, I will know." So the men turned from there and went toward Sodom, while Abraham remained standing before the Lord. Then Abraham came near and said, "Will you indeed sweep away the righteous with the wicked? Suppose there are 50 righteous within the city. Will you then sweep away the place and not forgive it for the 50 righteous who are in it? Far be it from you to do such a thing, to slay the righteous with the wicked, so that the righteous fare as the wicked. Far be it from you. Shall not the judge of all the earth do what is just?" And the Lord said, "If I find at Sodom 50 righteous in the city, I will forgive the whole place for their sake." Abraham answered, "Let me take it upon myself to speak to the Lord. I am but dust and ashes. Suppose 5 of the 50 righteous are lacking. Will you destroy the whole city for the lack of 5? And he said, "I will not destroy it if I find 45 there." Again he spoke to him, "Suppose 40 are found there." He answered, "For the sake of the 40, I will not do it." Then he said, "Oh, do not let the Lord be angry if I speak. Suppose 30 are found there." He answered, "I will not do it if I find 30 there." He said, "Let me take it upon myself to speak to the Lord. Suppose 20 are found there." He answered, "For the sake of the 20, I will not destroy it." Then he said, "Oh, do not let the Lord be angry if I speak just once more. Suppose 10 are found there." He answered, "For the sake of the 10, I will not destroy it." Word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Reading from Colossians. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the universe, and not according to Christ. For in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, and you have come to fullness in him, who is the head of every ruler and authority. In him also you were circumcised with a spiritual circumcision by putting off the body of the flesh in the circumcision of Christ. When you were buried with him in baptism, you were also raised with him through faith in the power of God, who raised him from the dead. And when you were dead in trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive together with him when he forgave us all our trespasses, erasing the record as stood against us with its legal demands. He set us aside, nailing it to the cross. He disarmed the rulers and authorities and made a public example of them, triumphing over them in it. Therefore, do not let anyone condemn you in matters of food and drink, or of observing festivals, new moons, or Sabbaths. These are only a shadow of what is to come, but the substance belongs to Christ. Do not let anyone disqualify you, insisting on self-abasement and worship of angels, dwelling on visions, puffed up without cause by a human way of thinking, and not holding fast to the head, of whom the whole body, nourished and held together by its ligaments and sinews, grows with a growth that is from God. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
And it will be given you. Search and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. Alleluia. 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 The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 11th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus was praying in a certain place, and after he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples. He said to them, when you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us. And do not bring us to the time of trial. And he said to them, suppose one of you has a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say to him, friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived, and I have nothing to set before him. And he answers from within, do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything. I tell you, even though he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, at least because of his persistence, he will get up and give him whatever he needs. So I say to you, ask, and it will be given you. Search, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds, and for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for a fish, will give a snake instead of a fish? Or if the child asks for an egg, will give a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I like this story a lot. There was a man who worked in an office, and he decided it was time to shed some excess pounds. He took his new diet very seriously, telling all his co-workers about his plans and even changing his driving route to avoid his favorite bakery. One morning, however, he arrived at work carrying a gigantic coffee cake. His co-workers scolded him, but his smile remained in place. "This," he said, "is a very special coffee cake. I accidentally drove by the bakery this morning, and there in the window were a whole host of goodies. I felt that this was no accident, and so I prayed, 'Lord, if you want me to have one of those delicious coffee cakes, let me have a parking spot directly in front of the bakery.'" And sure enough, he continued, the eighth time around the block, there it was. Maybe you can relate to that one. Or here was the other one I found called A Prayer for 2019. "Dear Lord, my prayer for 2019 is for a fat bank account and a thin body. Please don't mix these up like you did last year." I'm not sure that's really how prayer is supposed to go. And yet perhaps many of us struggle with what's supposed to happen in prayer. And we aren't alone. It's not often in the Bible when Jesus' disciples come and ask something like they do in today's gospel reading. "Lord, teach us to pray," they asked. Apparently, John the Baptist had taught his disciples a method for prayer. And I must admit, as I read that this week, I wondered what it was that John taught them. Nevertheless, now it is Jesus' disciples who probably had seen Jesus at prayer, who had witnessed his fervor, his consuming desire to be close to God in prayer, who had observed the comfort and strength that Jesus found in prayer. And they wanted that too. Martin Luther would have understood. Once, when Luther happened to be at the table, his puppy was at his feet looking for a morsel from his master and watched him with open mouth and motionless eyes. Luther said, "Oh, if only I could pray the way this dog watches the meat. All his thoughts are concentrated on the piece of meat. Otherwise, he has no thought, wish, or hope." That's the kind of prayer those disciples saw in Jesus, and the kind of prayer they wanted for themselves. And it's the kind of prayer we want for ourselves too. Over the course of an hour of a typical worship service, we include various moments of prayer. We may be so familiar with the pattern of our worship that we don't notice how many times we actually pray. Confession, prayer of the day, prayers of intercession, after the offering, at the table, the Lord's Prayer, after communion. Just right there, that's seven individual moments of prayer in the Sunday service. And additionally, some of us might pray following the sermon or during the offering or at the communion distribution or at other moments. St. Augustine said that whoever sings prays twice. And if you add all that in, our worship is full of prayer. Our lives should be too. Maybe you've never thought about it, but prayer is really a gift. In prayer, we have the opportunity to draw close to God, and more importantly, to feel God close to us. In prayer, God listens to us as attentively as a mother listens to her child. And God listens with compassion and love, listening as if we were the only one to hear. In prayer, we can share with God what is on our heart, our worries, our fears, our concerns for ourselves, our concerns for others, and for our world. In prayer, we can let go of those worries and trust that we have given them over to God. In prayer, our yearnings are filled. Our longing to be with God is answered. In prayer, we hear God's word and guidance for us, and we feel God near. In prayer, we are kept rooted in our faith, and all of life can become a prayer. In prayer, we encounter God. I recently saw an interesting question. Is prayer something we do or something we use? Well, yes, and more. I think prayer is who we are. Early converts to Christianity in Africa were earnest and regular in private devotions. Each one reportedly had a separate spot in the thicket where he would pour out his heart to God. Over time, the paths to these places became well-worn. As a result, if one of these believers began to neglect prayer, it was soon apparent to the others. They would kindly remind the negligent one, "Brother, the grass grows on your path." "Lord, teach us to pray," the disciples asked. "May your path to God be grass-free." Amen. Done on earth, O Lord. Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, and suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Living Lord, we are hungry for you. Fill us with your bread. Give us zeal for living your way. Feed us with faith that draws us closer to you. Lead us in lives eager to tell of your love so that all might come to know you. Lord, in your mercy, merciful God, we thank you today for the gift of prayer. In our prayers, we draw close to you and feel you near to us. In our prayers, we lean on you for strength and comfort. In our prayers, we trust in you and offer you our heartfelt praise. Keep us in prayer always, O Lord. Call us always to turn to you. Lord, in your mercy, compassionate Lord, comfort those struggling with any illness or difficulty, that they may know your healing presence. In your love, bless all in need, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, Almighty God, you are our ground, our source, our hope, our all. Give to us now and every day the assurance that nothing can ever separate us from your love. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share God's peace.
Let us pray.
Blessed are you, O God, for the greening earth given for all, for the talents we are given to share, and for this bread and wine. Transform us to be the body of Christ, that feasting on this food and drink, our lives may reflect your generosity. Through Jesus our Lord. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection open to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. The night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Let us pray. O God, in this holy communion, you have welcomed us into your presence, nourished us with the words of mercy, and fed us at your table. Amid the cares of this life, strengthen us to love you with all our heart, serve our neighbors with a willing spirit, and honor the earth you have made, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Amen.